Hare Krishna, I welcome once again each and everyone for the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 5.11.13. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji. Tiffany Mataji, you can please take over the call and give the introduction.
Mataji, today Hare
Krishna. Oh yeah, actually Raj Das Prabhuji is doing the introduction this morning.
I'm sorry. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I'm so sorry about that. You can please take over the call and give the introduction about Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, all the devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Kamal Lochan Das Prabhuji was born in Mysore in the Madhava Brahmin family in 1973. Brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God creation. Passed out of Marine Engineering Research Institute, Calcutta in 1994. It is there in the college as a cadet, he came in touch with the devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He found that all the unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Still as an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of Gita to children and youth who are misguided by consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president of ISKCON Mira Road within a year and is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor in MS University for Management and Social Work faculties and also conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Thank you. Mataji, over to you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving so brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. Are you in the call, Prabhuji?
I didn't join yet.
Okay. So I request.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association. I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Verse Number 3. Na Tasya Tattva Grahanaya Sakshat Variyasi Api Vachaha Samasan Swapne Niryukta Niryuktya Grihamedi Saukyam Na Yasya Heya Anu Mitam Swayam Syat Natasya Tattva Grihanaya Sakshat Natasya Tattva Grihanaya Sakshat Variyaseirapi Vacha Vacha Samasam. वरीयसीर अपि वाचः समासन् स्वप्ने निरुक्त्या गृहमेधि सौख्यम् स्वप्ने निरुक्त्या गृहमेधि सौख्यम् नयश्च हेन हेयानु मितं स्याम स्यात् नयस्य हेयानुमितं स्वयं स्यात् नतस्य तत्त्वग्रहणाय साक्षात् नतस्य तत्त्वग्रहणाय साक्षात् वरीयसेरपि वाचः समासन् वरीयसेरपि वाचः समासन् स्वप्ने निरुक्त्या गृहमेधि सौख्यम् नयस्य हेयानुमितं स्वयं स्यात् नयस्य हेयानुमितं स्वयं स्यात् वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् न नाट् तस्य आफ् हिम् ए स्टूडेण्ट् स्टडिङ्ग् द वेदस् Tattva grahanaya, for accepting the real purpose of Vedic knowledge. Sakshat, directly. Variyasihi, very exalted. Api, although, vachaha, words of Vedas, samasan, sufficiently became. Swapne, in a dream. Niruktya, by example, grihamedhi saukhyam, happiness within the material world, na, not, yasya, of him, who, heya anu mitam, concluded to be inferior, swayam, automatically, syat, become. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A dream becomes automatically known to a person as false and immaterial. And similarly, one eventually realizes that the material happiness in this life or next on this planet or high planet is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.45, Krishna advised Arjuna to become transcendental to material activities, impelled by the three modes of material nature. Three material modes of nature, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. The purpose of Vedic study is to transcend the activities of three modes of material nature. Of course, in the material world, the modes of goodness is accepted as the best. The mode of goodness is accepted as the best. And one can be promoted to higher planetary systems by being on the Sattvaguna platform. Moreover, that is not perfection. One must come to the conclusion that even the Sattvaguna platform is not so good, is also not good. One may dream that he has become a king with a good family, wife and children. But immediately at the end of the dream, he comes to the conclusion that it is false. Similarly, all kinds of material happiness are undesirable for a person who wants a spiritual salvation. If a person does not come to the conclusion that it has nothing to do with any kind of material happiness, he cannot come to the platform understanding the absolute truth or tattva jnana. Karmis, jnanis and yogis are after some material elevation. The karmis work hard day and night for some bodily comfort. And the jnani simply speculate about how to get out of the entanglement of karma and merge into Brahman effulgence. The yogis are very much addicted to acquisition of material perfection and magical powers. All of them are trying to be materially perfect. But a devotee very easily comes to the platform, Nirguna, in devotional service. And consequently, for the devotee, the result of karma, jnana, and yoga become very insignificant. Therefore, only the devotee is on the platform of tattva jnana, not the others. Of course, the jnani's position is better than that of the karmi, but that position is also insignificant. The jnanis must actually become liberated, and after liberation, he may be situated in devotional service. Mad bhaktim labate para. Om jnana virandasya jnananjana shalakaya. Ekshuron militam yena tasme shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale. Svayam rupa kadamaiham dadati svapadantikam. Vandeham shri guru shri uta padakamalam. Shri krun vaishnavamsya. Shri rupam sagrajatam sagana ragunathanvitam tam sadivam. Sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Shvishakanvitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dinabandhau Jagatpate. Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the storyline is like this. In the 10th chapter, Rahugana is completely amazed by hearing enigmatic words of Jadabharata. And immediately understood what he is speaking is not ordinary. He is speaking spiritual knowledge. Immediately he starts repenting for it. Then he pays obeisances. And then he glorifies the association of devotees. And says, he asks further doubts. Because one point what Jadabharata had, Raja Rahugana was told, when Jadabharata was not carrying a palanquin properly, was, oh, you're tired? Sarcastically told, you're tired? It seems to be very tired. Then Jadabharata told, where is the question of being tired? The fatigue of carrying a palanquin, it doesn't affect the soul, because soul is aloof from the body. Then Rahugana, he says, how is it so? You are carrying the palanquin, and the palanquin is in the body, and within the body there is a subtle body, and in the subtle body there is soul. So the fatigue, which the weight of the palanquin is being carried with the body, there is fatigue to the body. So if there is fatigue to the gross body, because the subtle body is in touch with the gross body, then the subtle body shall also be fatigued. And the soul is in touch with the subtle body, so the soul should also be fatigued. So when somebody says, I am tired, I'm fatigued, I'm suffering, I'm hungry. So the soul is also experiencing the miseries of hunger, thirst, fatigue, etc. And he gives an example. The example is that when fire is heating the vessel, and the vessel is gets heated, the vessel's heat gets transformed into the milk, and the milk heat, the heated milk, it transforms the heat into the to the rice which has been put in the milk, so the kheer is made. So the rice is like the soul, the milk is like the subtle body, and the vessel is like the gross body, and the fire is like the miseries, the fatigue, the palanquin. So the palanquin is giving the fatigue, the fire is giving the heat, the vessel is hot, vessel heat is transferred to the milk, milk becomes hot, and ultimately the rice gets boiled and it becomes soft because of the being touched with the milk. So then when this example was given by, and this point was spoken by Raja Rahugana, immediately Brahmana, or means our Jadabharata, in the fifth canto, first verse, the 11th chapter, he says, Akovidakovidavadavadan. Exactly what Krishna told to Arjuna in the second chapter, 11th verse. Asochanan vasochastam prajnavadam shabhashase. Gatasuna gatasuncha nanushochanti pandita. You are akovidaha. Akovidaha means what? You are not a learned person. So you are not a learned person, but you are speaking as if you are learned. Asochan anvasochastam prajnavadam shabhashase. This is how Krishna diagnosed the disease of every conditioned soul. By first point, because when you go to a doctor, what is the first thing the doctor does to the patient? First, he diagnoses the disease. So Arjuna is representing all the conditioned soul. He's representing us there in front of Krishna. Krishna is a doctor. And Krishna saw Arjuna and said, Asochananva sojastam prajna vadam shabhashase gata sunagata sumscha nanushochanti pandita. Panditas don't think like this. Means you are a fool. You are apandita, akovita. Okay, being apandita or akovidaha or a fool, not learned, that is not a problem. But being a fool, you speak as if you are learned, that is the problem. Like Krishna says to Arjuna, asochan, anasochastam. You are thinking about those things which are not fit to be thought about. And then you are speaking as if you are learning prajna vadam shabhashase. Everybody wants to speak. And everybody's speech in this world is nothing but a description of their ignorance. Whatever news you see, whatever book you read, whatever magazine you read, it is nothing but their heralding their ignorance. Until unless one knows these three things, matter, spirit and controller, the distinction among matter, spirit and controller, the relationship between among matter, spirit and controller, and what exactly these three are, matter, spirit and controller, chitta, chittishvara, there is no point of you calling somebody as knowledgeable. So all the professors, all the teachers in the universities, they are all akovida. He may be PhD, he may be MBA, he may be BCom, BTech, all nonsense. Because they don't know matter, spirit and controller. And when they come to speak, they only speak ignorance. Dog barking and they speaking, there's no difference. Better dog is barking because you know it is a bark. But these people, out of ignorance, when they speak, that as if they are learned. Especially if you see the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, and suppose somebody is given only the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, then people think that Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Arjuna. Because, oh, what knowledge he's speaking. Just imagine the kind of things what Arjuna spoke, you would be surprised, you'd be shocked to know that he's such a high grade person. First point which Arjuna spoke, what was it? how can I kill my own relatives? Better for me to go and beg. Maikshanapi haloke swajanam hi katamatva. Then second point he spoke. How can I enjoy? Even if I have to enjoy, then I have to have my relatives. How can I enjoy with my relatives? If I kill my relatives, then how can I enjoy? Because enjoyment is done among relatives, friends. For whose sake we are fighting? If I am killing them, what is the use of fighting? Second point Arjuna told. Just see, what Arjuna spoke is not ordinary. He is speaking very high grade philosophy, high grade dharma shastra. Now the third point which is spoken is third reason which Arjuna gives not to fight, because he says apameva shredasman hatveita natatainaha. So if even though somebody may be sinful, but killing a sinful person is also sin. Now Arjuna argues to Krishna. He says, my dear Krishna, I know, according to the Arthashastras, according to the science of economics and politics and niti, to kill a sinful person is not sinful, but I am a dharmika, I am religious. Since I am religious, I want to follow the dharma shastras. According to the dharma shastras, according to the dharma shastras, you should know that to kill a sinful person is also sinful. So how can he kill a sinful person? Because I'll be afflicted by sin. Just see how learned reasons he is giving. But still Krishna says you are a fool. Do you think what Arjuna spoke was foolish? No, it is actually very learned. As if he is speaking learned. But still, he was speaking all these so-called wonderful things on the platform of ignorance. Until unless one understands the distinction between body, soul and the living entity and the Supreme Lord. No, the relationship between the soul, the material nature and the Supreme Lord. Know what these three things are. One cannot be called as knowledgeable. As Krishna says in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, what is jnana? What is knowledge? Kshetra kshetra jnayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. Knowledge means to know kshetra kshetra jnayor jnanam. To know what is kshetra and what is anu kshetra jnaya and vibhu kshetra jnaya. Chitta chitta and ishvara, matter, spirit and controller, this has to be known. So Arjuna gave the fourth reason. No, if there is a war, then there will be a lot of social consequences, like it's happening in Afghanistan. Arjuna described what's happening in Afghanistan. Then the woman will become corrupt and all kinds of things he just went on and then said, Narake niyatam vaso. Such person who becomes the cause for the hellish condition. Who is the cause of hellish condition? Because of unwanted children. Why unwanted children are there? When the woman becomes corrupt, these unwanted children. Unwanted children become the cause of hellish condition in this world. And those who are the cause of the hellish condition, that means me, Arjuna, he says that I will be inflicted by sin. I will stay in hell forever. Fifth reason Arjuna gave, how can I kill my own grandfather, my own teacher? I'm confused now. So just imagine such high-class reasons which Arjuna gave to not to fight, even those high-class reasons which Arjuna gave, the religious reasons, the moral reasons, the social reasons, and the reasons based on compassion, all these reasons Krishna bundled up and told you are ignorant, you are a fool, because you are speaking all these things in the platform of ignorance. So if you see, Raja Rahugana also spoke something very knowledgeable or seemingly knowledgeable thing. But they are not. And he's exposing here. Jadabharata is for you. Ako vidaha. Ko vidavada vadan. And you are speaking as if you are very learned. Ko vidavada vadan. You are speaking as if you are learned. Because one who doesn't know this distinction between body and soul is actually ignorant. Like Krishna told Arjuna, Asochananno sochastam prajnyavadam shabhashase gatasun agatasun sya gatasun. Gatasun means the thing from which the life has gone away. Life here has gone away, that is the grass part. Agatasun means the thing from which the life here has not gone away, that is the subtle body. So one who is hovering around and attached to the grass body and the subtle body is actually ignorant. You're thinking about this grass body and the subtle body and forgot the eternal soul. What profit the man if he forgets the eternal soul? There's no question of any profit. It's not colorblind. So he says, Vadasyato nati vidam varishtaha. You are not the best among learned. And a very, same thing, like Krishna told Arjuna, that you are not a learned person. He told in a different way. Learned person don't think like this. That is why the same way says, Vadasyato nati vidam varishtaha. No. Surayato surayohi vyavaharam enam. The wise people, they don't speak like this. Tatva avarshena sahamananti. The wise people, they don't speak of the material world by saying this material world experiences the truth. What experiences, what you have in this world, the wise people don't say this is truth. Like somebody says, I am suffering from hunger. They say, no, you are not suffering from hunger. They say, I'm hungry, I'm suffering from hunger. No, you are not suffering. Why? Because the soul is distinct from the body. In the example, what Rahugana gave is material. The soul is spiritual, but the rice is material, the milk is material, the container is material, the vessel is material, the fire is also material. But the fatigue is material, the grass body is material, the subtle body is material, but the soul is spiritual. So it is a wrong example. So many times people give examples. But they are all wrong examples. So there is a system in Nyaya, in Vedic system of philosophy called Nyaya, to find out how the examples are there in harmony with what they are speaking, or are they really proper. Like sometimes somebody says, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is Shilma Guru, and one foolish person, he comes and then says, now, I want to be like Bhakti Siddhanta Sathya Mahajanena Patasugantaha. I am going to grow a beard. And now I am going to roar. Because he is Simha Guru, I will also roar. So just because Bhakti Siddhanta Sathya has been addressed as Simha Guru, you should understand the example properly. The example is like the lion roars. When Bhakti Siddhanta Sathya gives a class, what happens? It is like a low roar of a lion. The lion roars, all the jackals run away. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he gives a class, all the jackals, anarthas in the hearts of the disciples, run away. So you should know how examples have to be used and how examples have to be given. Like the Sankhets, they say, the blind man and the lame man. Wrong example, because they want to explain how matter and spirit come together by its own without requirement of God. Matter and spirit. Spirit is spiritual, matter is material. But in their example, it's like blind man, the lame man, they coming together, both are conscious. Both are conscious. But in reality, matter is unconscious and spirit is unconscious. So you should give you an example where one is conscious, other is unconscious. And they say another example, there is magnet and iron, automatically come together. So you don't require God. In the same way, the living entity and material world comes together and this whole material world is there. You don't require God. But the magnet and iron, both are unconscious. Whereas what you're trying to explain, that how matter comes together spirit and comes together. Same. Yeah. That example is not fitting. We explain this because matter is material and spirit is conscious. In the example of iron and magnet, both are matter, unconscious. So I'm just giving all these things to explain to you that how examples have to be proper. Sometimes people give some examples which may seemingly be proper, but it is not. The same thing here, Raja Rahugana gave a wrong example because he compared soul to rice. Soul is spiritual and rice is material, the milk is material and the vessel is material, fire is material. Now, there is an argument here. No. The goal of life is to enjoy. That is what I heard from a kind of philosophers called the Mimamsakas. Ultimately, the goal of life is to enjoy. Either in this world or in the next life, go to Swarga and enjoy. Because that is what the Mimamsakas are telling. Then what is the use of knowing that body and the soul are distinct, the soul is spiritual, this material world is useless, this material world is false. The whole purpose of our life is just to anishta nivritti, ishta siddhi. Anishta means all the misery should go away and ishta means all the happiness should come in our life. Sukha sampat egar ave dukumite tanaka yalyage tera. तेरा सब कुछ मुझे अर्पण करो जय जगदीश हरे. So this is what we are supposed to do. But in the next verse, second verse, Jadabharat he says, तथैव राजन् उरु घार्हमेधः पितात्मविद्योरु vijrumbuteshu navedavadishu hi tattvavadaha na vedavadishu hi tattvavadaha. Now you have heard this word vedavadishu in Bhagavad Gita.
Where did you hear? Second chapter
where Krishna clearly says to Arjuna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, while he is talking about the distinction between the karma yoga and karma kanda. Because he wants to explain what is karma yoga. But before that he says, my dear Arjuna, don't confuse between karma yoga and karma kanda. There's a lot of difference. Yaimam pushpitam vacham pravadantya avipaschitaha veda vadarata partha. Veda vadarata partha. Again, chapter 42nd verse. Those who want to know these words, beautiful words, which explains karma kanda in such a precise way. I have not found any most condensed description of the entire Karma Mimamsa philosophy in just two verses. Krishna does it in these two verses. Second chapter 42-43. Where he says, these people, Vedavadinaha, the word which is used in the second verse of the 11th chapter is there in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 42nd verse. Yaimam pushpitam vacham pravadanta vipaschitaha Vedavadarata partha nandastitivadinaha kamatmana swargapara janma karma phalaprata kriya vishesha bhulam bhogeshwari gatim prati. So who are these Vedavadarata partha? So Srila Prabhupada talks about this. He says that they are only namesake followers of Vedas. There is a karma kanda section of the Vedas and based on that there is a philosophy called Karma Mimamsa philosophy or Purva Mimamsa philosophy. They say their only goal of life is to go and enjoy. Enjoy in this world, enjoy in this world. Or go to this one and enjoy. So they talk about happiness in multiple subtle bodies. So they accept a subtle body, they accept next life, but their prayojana is not to go back home, back to God. Their prayojana is only to attain swarga. Then you ask them, what about mukti? They say, mukti actually means to give up misery and enjoy, go to swarga and enjoy. They have proved liberation is enjoyment. Yes, we talk about liberation means to give up enjoyment. They have proved liberation means enjoyment. Very, very. And they have proved that material enjoyment is eternal. You'll be shocked to know these people. They actually proved material enjoyment is eternal. These Mimamsakas have proved. Of course, we don't accept their proof because their proof is only coming out of ignorance. But they use a lot of logic. They say, mango season. We say it is temporary. Mango is temporary. Only summer. Oh, my dear sir. Mango is temporary. I accept it. But the season, summer is not temporary. Next summer, mango comes again. Next summer, mango comes again. So there is eternity continuing. You have to find out eternity in matter. Wow. These are the philosophers. Actually, Jadava, Raja Rahugana is representing that kind of philosophy. Like Prachina Bhari, he was actually practicing that. Here, Raja Rahugana, he puts forward his argument that when the body suffers, the soul suffers. But now, Jadabharata is trying to explain to him, no, when the body suffers, the suffering of the body or the subtle body, the gross body, has nothing to do with the soul. Now, he says that tate varajan urugar hamedha, udugar hamedha, those who are very much attached to this rahamedha, that is into this rahamedha means the sacrifices which are supposed to be done by the householders. Pitana vidyor vijumbuteshu. They consider these two to be very interesting, very wonderful. Navedavadishu hitattavadaha. Those who are Vedavadishu, they are not Tattavadis. There is a lot of difference with those who know the Tattva and those who are Vedavadis. So the biggest opponent for us, the Vedantists, those who follow are the followers of the Vedanta philosophy. That means we are actually the followers of Vedanta philosophy. We accept Vedas, Vedanta, Vyasa's Vedanta Sutras to be absolute truth. And in the Vedanta Sutras, the Vyasa has defeated all the other five systems of philosophy of Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, and Karmimamsa philosophy. So our greatest opponents are not atheists. Our greatest opponents are atheists in the garb of theistic people. Who are they? They are the Karmakandis, religious people. The problem is religion. We want people to become spiritual, but we are surrounded by religious people and they are actually our opponents. Especially in India, religiosity is the problem. Very difficult to get religiosity out of their consciousness. Arjuna wanted to be religious, but Krishna told you, you're a fool, you're ignorant. So to understand religiosity is ignorance is the first step in spiritual life. If you want to go progress in spiritual life, carrying the burden of spirituality is like a donkey. So religiosity is ignorance. Dharma prajita kaitavotra varamo bhagavatam. Very second verse of Bhagavatam says, dharma prajita kaitavaha. This Bhagavatam uproots the entire religion and throws it off. First verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Second verse rather. Ti Chaitanya Nityanando Saudito Gaudode Pushpavanto Chutrosando Tamunudau. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityanando rose in the eastern horizons of Gauda Desha. Why? Tamonudau, to destroy ignorance. What is that tamas? Silabhakshana Thakur says, dharmartha kamoksha the chatur purusharthas are the ignorance. So those who are into karma kanda, in their consciousness, it is very difficult. Tattvavada is very difficult. Discussion about tattva is very difficult. Because prayena shuddho no chakasti sadhu. Because these discussions about tattvavada are shuddha, are without any violence. In the karmakanda philosophy, it's full of killing animals in the name of sacrifice and doing this and to show off that I can do a better sacrifice than you. Shuddha. And sadhu means is pure. Shuddha is without violence, and sadhu is pure. Pure means there is no passion involved. It is goodness. It is actually transcendental goodness. It is not just goodness. So it is different, totally different. Spirituality is different from and religiosity, and tattvavada is different from vedavada. There is enjoyment in tattvavada, but that enjoyment is totally different from the enjoyment of vedavada. So that is what is the subject matter of the third verse. You know, we're thinking why I spoke about first and third, second verse. Until as we know the background, it's very difficult to come to this point. So to explain that the enjoyment what is experienced by the tattvavadis is different from the enjoyment which is experienced by the vedavadis. Because you have these two words coming in the second verse, that is the na veda vadishu ki tattva vadaha. So in the third verse, example is given, that is swapna, dream. So we go to the third verse here. Natasya tattva krahanaya sakshat. Somebody may say, No, is it you are so, these tattvavadis, those who are actually spiritualists, you consider these religious people tucha and you don't even bother about them, you always criticize them. No, you have to tell something truth about them. So you can also bring them to spirituality, these religious people. Why are you so harsh in your talks? Somebody may say like that. Then, natasya tattva grahanaya sakshat. Na grahanaya. Very difficult. For a person who is engrossed in the inferior happiness, arising from some household affairs, some religiosity, it is very difficult. Na grahanaya sakshat. It is very difficult for them to understand the Vedanta, because now the discussion is going, which is going on, is Vedanta versus the Karamimamsa, the Karamimamsa versus Uttaramimamsa. So Uttaramimamsa means, Uttara means later part, Purva means previous part. So the previous part of Mimamsa. Mimamsa means analysis in very simple words, simple word understanding. So there is Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa, which analyzes how to enjoy in this world and how to enjoy in Swarga. So that philosophy versus, which is written by Jaimini. Jaimini wrote that philosophy. It's got more than 2000 sutras. There's a book called Karma Mimamsa versus Vedanta. So this Vedanta is not suitable for those whose mind is completely engrossed in some kind of material happiness. Grahamedi saukhyam. And what is this grahamedi saukhyam? Swapne niruktya. Swapne niruktya. So we know swapne niruktya means this happiness which is raising the matter is actually swapna. Swapna means dream. So we all heard about how this happiness is like a dream. Of course, there are many philosophies which are there, Mayavad philosophies, which also talk about this material world is like a dream and all those things. But from my show understanding, I'm going to speak about dream. So this dream, sometimes we become very happy in dream. But this happiness in dream is actually not real happiness. And the misery what we experience in the dream is not real happiness. This is what Janaka experienced. Janaka was in the mahal, he was sleeping, he had a dream. So in that dream, what did he see? There's a big severe battle. And all the soldiers died, some ran away. And some enemy soldiers are running behind him. And he's running, escaping, jungle, just running here and there. And somehow he just falls down and he's so thirsty, sweating. And all of a sudden, he opens the eyes. His whole body is sweating. His whole body is sweating. Then he immediately calls his minister and tells, I saw this dream. And minister told, that's all dream only. Then he sees his whole body is sweating. And he really had the experience of the misery of being defeated, running, feeling the thirst. Then Janaka asks one question. You are telling that is a dream. But in that dream, somebody tells, this is real. What, when you are awake, that is a dream then? From that time onwards, Ashtavakra gives him the knowledge, and of course the story goes further. But for now, we should know that Swapne, Yuruktya, Grihamedi Saukhyam. For those who are engrossed into this kind of material happiness, it is very difficult. So these words of Vedanta are best understood by those people who are actually understood this world is false, this material world, material miseries and happiness has nothing to do with me. Till then, it is very difficult. So the word here used is sakshat, direct. So this direct knowledge of Vedanta cannot enter everybody's consciousness. Especially for those who are still hankering for this material happiness, Vedanta is very difficult. That is why when somebody went to Shankaracharya and told Sripa Shankaracharya that, oh Sripa Shankaracharya, I want to learn Vedanta. And Sripa Shankaracharya told, first take sannyas and come. You're sure. So as long as one is pursuing some material happiness in this world, Vedanta is not for him. Vedanta is only for those people who have minimum understood that there is no happiness in this world. They're convinced about it. So one is trying to find some happiness in this world. It is like a pig trying to find a rasgulla from the gutter. No. Just imagine, the pig is going on in the gutter, and then at last, even if he finds some rasgulla, it is a rasgulla from the gutter. So even though somebody is trying to find happiness in this world, even if he finds it, it is like the rasgulla coming out of the gutter. So there may be tendencies to achieve some material happiness in this world, but one should not pursue it. If you pursue it, then Vedanta is very remote, very far. So the soul does not have any relationship with the material happiness. Because the material happiness is false. How is it false? Somebody says, no, I saw a rabbit with horns. A rabbit doesn't have any horns. It's only a phantasmagoria. But those who are in pursuit of spiritual life, they experience superior happiness. And that happiness is Brahman. Of course, when somebody is on the platform of Brahman, Srila Prabhupada talks about, he has to take up devotional service. Mad bhaktim lavate param. Suppose somebody understands, I'm not this body and spirit soul, and he starts experiencing some spiritual happiness in the spiritual platform, but if he doesn't take up devotional service, then it is a problem. Aruhe gucchena parampadam patanti. Or even if somebody has attained the 11th platform of Brahman, then because there is no activity, he may fall down. He may come back to the material life again. So that is why Srila Prabhupada, in many of the lectures, he talks again and again about the futility of endeavoring to become happy in this material world. Nayasya heyanumitam swayam syat. So, heyanumitam. One should conclude that this happiness is inferior. Then, swayam syat. Then for him, realization of absolute truth becomes easy. Understanding Vedanta is easy. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovidau nalabhyate dharmatya paryadaha. Even Narada criticizes Vyasa. Oh Vyasa, already people are interested in material happiness. And by writing these Vedas, the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, you have increased their fever. Vyasa may argue, oh, no. I wrote Mahabharata to attract people, because people are into material happiness. And Mahabharata talks about dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And I attracted people by writing Mahabharata. Those who are interested in material happiness come and read Mahabharata. And while reading the Mahabharata, in between they read the Bhagavad Gita and become transcendental, they attain spiritual life. So it's my plot. My plot is that by attract people somehow or the other, showing some material happiness to them. And then when they read this Mahabharata, in between you get spirituality. Then they'll read the spirituality and become spiritual. Then Narada, he says to Vyasa, my dear Vyasa, you think you're very intelligent? Yes, you are intelligent. It is not that you are not intelligent. You are intelligent. But I want to tell you something. That is, the ignorance of the people is more powerful than your intelligence. Jigupchitam dharma krite nushashataha svabhavaraktasya mahanvitikramaha yadvyakyato dharma itaratam itaratastito namanyate tasya nivaranam jana. You know, there is a story. One mother, her son was not keeping well. She had to give her medicine, but the medicine is very bitter. The son would not take it. So what she did, she brought a rasagolakam, rasagulla, rasagolakam. She somehow inserted this bitter medicine pill, a small medicine, inside the rasagulla. In the middle, he put it. And then, beta, come here. Take this rasagulla. Then she gives rasagulla and she sent the boy. Then this evening she asked, my dear son, did you take the rasagulla? Rasakolakam kadatu? Did you eat? Then the son says, oh my dear mother, Mata, rasagolakam ativa madram kintu tad bijam ativa tiktam. The rasagolaka, the rasagulla was very sweet, wonderful, but there was a bija in it. It was very bitter. So what did I do? I spat it out. This is what happened. Narada told Vyasa, you thought you are going to do a big favor to the entire world by writing this Veda, but 99% of the Vedas you filled with karma kanda, and people are already having the disease of mental existence to enjoy this world. And now, on the pretext of Veda, they will be enjoying. Though you increase their fever, you are given a bahana for them. No, I am Vedic. So why are you teaching me Veda to? See, I am following all the Vedic rules and regulations. Why? Who are you to tell me? So it's very difficult now. Now these people are going to read the entire Mahabharata. When it comes to Bhagavad Gita, these persons this is all for not for us. It is for all those people, Langu Pangu, and those people who cannot make it in this world. It is for them. So let us do karma. So they don't read the Bhagavad Gita. They don't read the Bhagavatam. So one has to study Bhagavatam, which is the Sarva Vedanta Saramiti Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate. There is a sum and substance of the entire Vedanta. Natural commentary in Vedanta Sutra. Bhashya Rupasau. Dhamma Sutra Bhashya. Bhashya Rupasau. This Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Bhagavatam. So by studying this Bhagavatam, for the pleasure of Krishna, and with the conviction that there is nothing in this world now. These insignificant things are not going to satisfy anyone. Even though it is satisfying, you don't know how long it's going to be there. With this understanding, when somebody goes, yes, na, yes, heya, you know this word, heya means considering things to be insignificant. And the material happiness, grahameji saukyam, the happiness in this world should be considered as what? Nayasya heya anu mitam. It should be concluded that it is heya. And for such a person, swayam syat, Vedanta reveals within his heart. So this is the intention of this verse. We stop here. Any questions?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such an enlightening and wonderful class, Prabhuji, explaining so briefly about how body suffers and the soul suffers, and explaining the enjoyment about the Veda Vyasas and Tattva Vyadas, and how we get the direct knowledge from Vedanta. Who can experience that? Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for detailed explanation. So I request Sukhasagari Mataji, you can please...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranams. Such a thought-provoking class. I just have two questions. One is, you explained how Karma Mimamsa gives the example of the changing seasons, which are, in continuous. So the Karma Kanda also is continuous, and one can keep enjoying life after life. And also the other example which you gave towards the end. So how do we... defy this kind of logic to people who are attracted to logic and may not understand that there is a higher, truth and a higher pleasure beyond this?
It's only possible by Mahiyasam Padarajobhishekam. It comes. In this particular chapter, you'll find this thing. Mahiyasam Raja Pada Rajobhishekam. Unless one bathes himself in the
dust, the lotus feet of the devotees. That is why only by coming in contact with Abhideya, somehow the some Krishna Prasad, some seva knowingly or unknowingly done to Krishna. So that much amount of sukriti, bhakti, unmukha sukriti has to be built up. So then only this can happen. Otherwise, not possible. Bhakti unmukha sukriti has to be there. That's the way. That is why we conduct ratyatras, we do Naga Sankirtan. Why? Because ratyatra, Jagannath, they see in the traffic, somebody is stuck, they see Jagannath. Somebody gives prasad. Some collector, some police person, he gives permission for ratyatra. The police, they are going behind ratyatra. Something. So in this way, we are distributing sukruti, bhakti unmukha sukruti to people. Even in the household family also, whenever friends, other places. Prasada sevitahoy prasad takala prapancha jai. For us, prasadam, okay, let's have prasadam. Oh, prasadam is tasty, rice dal prasad. Oh, nice. Oh, this, oh, what wonderful prasad. But the potency in it is tremendous. So, prasadam distribution. Or somehow collecting some donation for the temple. So that increases their piety. In this way, it will happen one day or the other.
So Prabhu, is there any other explanation also for why, you know, the Vedas speak of karma kanda for the most part, and, you know, the Vedanta, which of course Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, Srimad Bhagavatam for us, the summary of Bhagavatam. So why is it that this has been more in depth, explained in depth than the actual, the actual essence of it?
Yo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Yeko Bhunam Yo Vijadati Kaman. Krishna has to satisfy the desires of every living entity, all kinds of conditioned souls. To satisfy the desires, he has to give a particular process. So he cannot say, Krishna is not a person who asks you to love him at the gunpoint. He says, a lot of options are there. Now, which one you want? You want me or this world? So that's the reason we have so many things in the Vedas.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for beautiful answer. Yes, Mataji, you have any other thing?
No, I just wanted to thank Prabhuji, and I just the Rasagolakam example was very hilarious, but at the same time very it had a lot of lessons to it. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I request Anuradha Mataji, you can please go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you, Prabhu, for the wonderful class, very thought-provoking. Prabhu, I had two questions. If I'm not quoting it wrong, I have heard Srila Prabhupada saying that the soul is Satchidananda, soul is ever blissful. But coming in contact of this material nature, it gets covered. And that's what all the miseries are also felt by it. And he gives an example of like how the rain is purified, but as soon as it falls onto the earth, it becomes a muddy water, and it does not remain suitable for drinking water. Prabhupada's that example is quite familiar with Rahuguna's example, the pot and the kheer. So actually, when I just heard it before reading, I thought Bharat Maharaj was Jarabharat was saying it. So, but then how do I reconcile this too? Because Prabhupada says the soul gets contaminated by coming in contact with material nature. So I have one more question, but at first I would like to ask this.
What is contaminated is not the soul, it is the consciousness. That is why we don't say contaminated soul, we say contaminated consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So the contamination is not for the soul. Contamination is for the consciousness.
soul is achaloyam sanatanaha, nitya sarvagatastana achaloyam sanatanaha, and consciousness, it is all pervading the body, sarvagataha, and this the soul is pervading the entire body. So what gets contaminated is the consciousness. So though even it becomes muddy water, the water has become muddy, but the water still, it is distinct from the mud. That should not be forgotten.
Okay, Prabhu. So on the Prabhu. So when the body leaves, the soul leaves. So we know one gross body, one subtle body, and then soul. That's all I understand from whatever little understanding I have. So the consciousness, is it a separate thing than the soul?
If you read the Bhagavatam, if you have a Bhagavatam with you, please open third canto, 26th chapter, 326, text number
3rd canto. Sorry, I'm checking on Vedavesa. I do not have the Bhagavatam right now with me. Third
canto,
26th chapter,
where there is a description of subtle body is not 3 number, it is 4. It is Manaha, Buddhi, Ahankara, and Chitta. So it is text number 14. Mano Buddhi Ahankara Chittam Mityantaratmakam Chaturdhaha Lakshate Vedho Vrutya Lakshana Rupaya. Got it? The 4 internal senses, out of which is one thing, yes, called Chitta. What is the Chitta?
It's consciousness.
Which consciousness? Contaminated consciousness.
So this is a new information. Thank you. I mean, so long it was always like, soul and consciousness.
Like philosophy is like this. To give you a very, very gross example. When the child goes to the nursery, the child is taught the sun rises in the east. When he comes to the 6th or 7th standard, he is taught, no, the sun is in the middle, the earth goes around the sun. When he goes to university, he says everything is moving.
Yes, bro. Yes. I need to read that verse again, and maybe if I have any follow-up question on that, I will come back and check with you, Prabhu.
Okay.
I have another question, Prabhu. Can I go ahead?
Okay, 2 minutes I got. 6 o'clock, I have another class. So 2 minutes are there. Yeah.
Maybe then I would give the question to somebody else, and when you come next time, I'll ask you this question, Prabhu.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji, for understanding. I request Sureshwar Prabhuji. You can please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhu, for detailed explaining this verse. Prabhu, one question. In this second chapter itself, like you said, right, Prabhu, 42 and 43 verse, right? It's saying about the Vedas, right? Like when we are reading for the first time and we say, Vedas are our Praman, and here, outrightly, it's saying, we are kind of rejecting, we can say, right? How do we discuss, Prabhu, when we are discussing this in the initial stages?
Yes. That is why it is, knowledge is eternal. Vedas are Pramana. So what Karmakanda says, is it wrong or what? No, it is. It's not saying wrong. But we are saying it is not the highest thing.
Okay.
Isn't it? Number one. And let us go further now. This is, first you should understand this and get this next point. We have an Acharya called Sripad Madhvacharya. We come in this Prabhara, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya. He gave a Rigveda Bhashya.
Okay. talking. Prabhuji, you got muted.
He is the only Vedanta Acharya. He is the only Vedanta Acharya who wrote a commentary, a Vedanta commentary on the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, explaining the Vedanta within Karmakanda. Okay. Just have this information, that's all, not much. So even there is a Vedantic understanding within Karmakanda, that understanding is given by Madhvacharya on his Rig Veda Bhashya. Mm-hmm. This is what is understood.
Okay, so we can't say it is wrong, but it is taking us to next stage, right, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because yes, when we think it is wrong, you know, it's completely, it's not comprehensible, Prabhu.
It is not highest, that is the point.
Yeah, high, not highest, yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Okay, it's soft here. Maybe it's soft here because I got to ask. Hare Krishna, the Prabhupada Gita.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such an enlightening class once again and giving your valuable time for question and answers also. We pay our obeisances to you. Vansha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Grantat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Kamal Lochan Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.